Cottage industries have been cropping up in the weeks before Pope Francis arrives. But if you really want to get Philadelphia area residents excited about the visit, what do? Give them beer. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez tells us, a handful of local breweries are praying beer drinkers will adore their liturgical libations.
Who can resist a popular pontiff and a pale ale? That's the hope of the folks at the Manayunk Brewing Company, which recently created a brew they're calling Papal Pleasure. Head brewer Evan Fritz says the ingredients are a tribute to the Pope's Argentinian roots.
We were just researching what was Argentina known for, and that's where the Pope's from, and you know, all the sources on the internet came back to Malbec grapes is a big export for them. So make a lot of Malbec wine. And so we just thought, well, let's get our hands on some of those grapes and put them in the beer.
Fritz even called in a local Catholic priest to bless the brewing water. In New Jersey, Cape May Brewing Company is hoping its divine drink gets an audience with the Pope, says President Ryan Krill. It's a pale ale whose name plays on the phrase, you only live once, or as it's known when texting, YOLO. It's called YOPO, you only pope once.
Turns out he's not much of a beer guy. He's more of a wine guy, but the beer that he does drink is a light beer. So we produced a very light pale ale, about 5% alcohol, and we added an unholy amount of hops.
And it would be a sin to forget one of the newer additions to the group. Philadelphia Brewing Company recently announced a Pope-based brew. It's a Belgian-style triple called Holy Water. That's W-O-O-D-E-R, a play on how a true native Philadelphian might say the word.
Holy water.
If you're wondering whether you can find any of these beers in Philadelphia area bars, here's your answer. Is the Pope Catholic? For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.
Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once. That's the motto. Nigga YOLO. And we bout it every day.